You're on Texas Standard Time.
What's in a name? Turns out that question has relevance long after Shakespeare's time. In fact, it's at the center of a bill before the Texas legislature this very session. A lawmaker from South Texas wants to make it so that accents, you know, diacritical marks, can be put on state documents like, you know, driver's licenses, for instance. Representative Terry Canales is the author. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So make the case here. Why do you need the proper diacritical mark when a lot of people, we know how to pronounce certain names, right?
You know, I'll give you the best one. The best one's my sister. Her name is Shame with an accent, an acute, and without it, she's Shame. And for instance, there's representatives here in the legislature. Their last name, Benya, means rock.
Uh-huh.
Without the tilde, it means shame, Benna. And so to not be able to pronounce your name correctly, I think is a huge problem in many respects.
Yeah, I stand corrected. Obviously, that's a huge difference, and it's clear why this would be personal for you. What sort of response have you been getting from fellow lawmakers?
You know, mixed. Some people think that Texas is only English-speaking state, and that's our state language, and that's we shouldn't be mixing any sort of characters or anything that's not English, per se. But at the end of the day, we were Spanish long before we spoke English, and those are our roots. My son's name is Trigo, which means wheat, but without the accent, he's Trigo.
Right.
So it's imperative that we actually recognize how we spell or how we use these accents and recognize that, you know, you said it, what's in a name? Your name is what identifies you, and if somebody's not identifying you correctly, it's almost a lack of respect, and I think that the state should respect who we are because it is who we are.
I suppose I have to be honest, I'm a little surprised that the state hasn't incorporated these marks in the past, given, if nothing else, its history to say, you know, notwithstanding the current demographic trends. I wonder if there's not some cost associated with this. Have you been hearing anything about what it might mean in terms of, you know, having to change out, I don't know, what, the fonts or the styles or the way that the rules for, you know, how printing is done on official documents or any of that sort of thing?
We really haven't gotten too far into the actual expense. I can't foresee that adding any sort of software at this point with the proliferation of technology and how cheap technology is to be able to incorporate something like this. But if I can, I'll share with you a story here in the House. My predecessor, his last name's Pena, he got up and put the tilde on his name on the board, on the voting board here at the House of Representatives. And since then, other representatives, for instance, Poncho Nevarez, Representative Munoz, the state now does it here in the House of Representatives. So if it's good enough for the legislators, it sure as heck is good enough for the citizens of Texas.
What's your sense at the end of the day? Do you think you're going to be able to win over enough support to make this law?
You know, anybody that knows the Texas legislature is made to kill bills. And so every day that passes, bills are dying on the vine. And so I don't think that this is anybody's priority to kill this bill, and I don't think it's anybody's priority to see it pushed forward. But it definitely is a priority of mine to make sure that citizens of Texas that have a diacritical mark and accent are able to actually be recognized by the name that their God-given name, you know, their birth-given name. And so I would like to see it move forward. But like I said, as every day passes, the bills are dying. So we'll see how it goes. But if it doesn't pass this session, it will definitely be a bill that I refile.
Terry Canales is a state representative out of Edinburgh, Texas, down in the Rio Grande Valley. Representative Canales, thank you so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.